La 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 la.
Oh, hello there.
This is your old pal,
Jack Mangan.
Yeah. Oh, I am so glad you are here.
He will have no clothes on, Mangan. And no clothes on means he will be very embarrassed.
I must do something useful.
I think I'll put on my cute little
Deadpan Podcast.
Chicken.
Yep.
Hey, wake up and smell yourself. This is Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast number 118. Although it doesn't really belong to me, it belongs to all of us. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. the inattentive assembly line worker responsible for George Jetson's faulty dog walker treadmill. And you'll note, actually, this is a bit of a format twist. This is actually two deadpans in one. The first one is going to be, aside from kind of creepy Grover in the beginning, it's going to be a little bit kinder and gentler. You know, 1,000 points of light and all that. The second half will be, you know, whatever deadpan usually is. However, during this kindler and gentler part, I have to do some maintenance work here. First, a request. Yes, I've had 3 words requested. This one, these 3 actually are going out to you, Kurt. Kurt and St. George, a.k.a. Dirt McGirt. Ready? All right, here we go. Podcaster. Podcasters. Deadpanites. All right, that was my special dedication to Kurt in St. George. If you have any words that you want to request, then I will say them in a future deadpan. And I hope I didn't just open a weird door. All right, also, February 25th will be the date that the next Deadpan Palooza episode is released. It will be for Watchmania. We'll be covering the Watchmen graphic novel, which is not very kind or gentle at all. But if you're old enough to read the Watchmen, then you are welcome to read and listen in. And we are also going to have a huge Skype teleconference call thing where I will not speak in Kirk rhythm and we'll discuss the Watchmen. It should be just a massive gathering. So you're all welcome to participate in that. If you want further details, then contact me. My contact details, you can call my voicemail, which is 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664, but obviously I won't be able to answer your question. So you can also email me. My email is sphericaljackm@gmail.com. And all right, done with the tedium. Let's do a promo, and then let's do some kinder, gentler content.
Okay, fantastic. You're doing great. Now push. And release.
Ugh.
There you go. Okay, one more time.
You've got to be kidding.
No. yeah, this one more time. And push. And oh, there you go. Mrs. Johnson, congratulations. You have a happy, healthy inner geek.
Aw, man.
Sponsored by Technorama, who reminds you to geek responsibly at chuckchat.com.
First up, Kaylee's story.
Once upon a time, there was a flying pants. And then there was a flying shirt. And the flying shirt and the flying pants went in the ice cream truck. There was nobody in the ice cream truck. And then the shirt dried. The ice cream truck. And then there's a flying underwear. And then that flying underwear was in a car. It was driving in a house. It crashed to every fate. And then they started swimming. And the underwear had goggles on.
This is a silly story.
And then they slipped. And then they looked up. And then there was two flying underwears.
Nope.
And then the other one. And then he went in a cup.
A cup?
He got stirred up. And then he got sipped.
He got sipped out of the cup. You did say this was a silly story.
And then he got out.
Phew.
And he got back. And then he went swimming. Mm-hmm. He had no goggles on. He went in the ocean. And then he got eaten by a shark.
Oh no!
And then the other pants hit by a baseball.
Oh no!
And then the pants never got eaten and it went to sleep. Oh. And then the shirt went to sleep with the pants. Mm-hmm. And then the two underwears went to sleep.
Oh.
With the pants. The end.
Good job.
This is Brad P. from NJ and the Whole Lot of Nonsense podcast at wholelotofnonsense.org. And
you're listening to Jack Mangan's Dead Bad Podcast. Dead Bad is the way.
Great. Gave myself the hiccups doing that.
Hello, Jack. Poopy poopy poopy.
How dare you call us rats?
Who's your favorite princess?
Who's your favorite princess, then?
No one.
Princess, no one?
No.
Is she at Castle Nothing?
Yeah.
She lives in the kingdom of nowhere.
Yeah. Or the kingdom of nothing.
That's right. And she rules over nobody.
Yeah. And she's nothing.
And her brother, Prince Zero.
Prince Zero. Yeah.
Or Count Zero.
You ready?
Where's he?
Jack Mangan.
Got my kid.
Deadpan.
Duck.
Podcast?
Podcast.
Creative Writing Assignment. An Animal Story by CJ from February 20th, 1981, 28 years ago. The Ducks of Hazzard. Buck Duck and Flo Duck are duck brother and sister. They each have a motor pad. A motor pad is a lily pad with four webbed feet and fins for riding on the water. It also has an engine. Buck and Flo Duck are both 16 and are called children by the law bird Cross Crow, who is a mean old bird that absolutely hates the whole duck family. He's always trying to arrest them and put them in the zoo. One of the worst frame-ups that the ducks got into wasn't Cross Crow's fault. It was this fish's fault. His name was Filthy Fish, and that fitted him just perfectly. He was a filthy fish, a carp to be exact. Anyway, Filthy Fish robbed Cross Crow's Scarecrow Lodge. Scarecrow Lodge was the center of town, but isn't anymore. Now everyone lives in Hazzard because they don't like Cross Crow. Because Cross Crow doesn't like the ducks, he blamed them for the robbing of the lodge. The ducks knew what Filthy Fish did, and a great idea to catch him came to them. Their beautiful cousin Blazy Fish put on her new red bikini and went to Filthy's house. When she got there, She asked him to go for a swim. Of course, Filthy just couldn't resist. When they got in the pool, Blazy called out, "Follow the leader," to Filthy, who followed her in and out of the pool. When Blazy jumped and Filthy forgot to, Filthy fell into the trap. Flo yelled, "We caught him," over and over again. When they returned the money, Cross Crow should have thanked them somehow, but he didn't. He cared more about his pride. So, instead, he said, "I'm sure you ducks framed him, but I have no proof, so I won't arrest you." Afterward, everyone said goodbye to Filthy when he went to the zoo. Blazy said, "It was kind of fun, but where did Rooter Raccoon get that big mouse trap?" "I haven't the slightest idea. How about you, Flo?" replied Buck. "Haven't you heard? Rooter's making a lot of money by selling them," said Flo. Ever since then, Filthy's been living in the zoo with a giant mouse trap on his fin. The end.
Sesame Street haiku. No kids watch Sesame Street anymore, do they? Why is Grover blue? He must be holding his breath. Or a fuzzy Smurf? Oscar is a jet. He snaps and dances around West Side Sesame. Whose name is on the lease? Could Bert kick Ernie out for his weird giggling? Elmo's house scares me. I think it must be haunted by Mr. Noodle. Godzilla attack. Mecha Snuffleupagus defend Sesame. One, two syllables. Ah, ah, ah. The Count's haiku. He has Muppet fangs.
Oh, it's terrible! Hey, boo!
Stay with us, folks. Things could break any minute now, but right now, back to our regular program.
Yes, and that means that the time has come. The kinder, gentler deadpan is now wrapping up. This is kind of like that day when you stayed home from school when you were younger and all the cartoons and kids' shows ended and then it switched over to the soap operas. Or I guess, you know, in this day and age, to the foul-mouthed court shows and talk shows. Or to really date it, this is the moment when the Dukes of Hazzard ended and you had to stop watching TV because Dynasty came on. Or Dallas actually was on right after. Same thing. All right, so we're going to do some music and come back with the unkind, more George Carlin-esque deadpan.
Hi, everybody. Nina Hartley back again. This time with one of those kind of tapes that everybody's interested in. That's right, we're talking about anal.
Deadpan.
Variant frequencies, your speculative fiction dial. Find us at www.variantfrequencies.com. Variant Frequencies is a podcast that stretches the entire bandwidth of genre fiction, modulated by a constant element of the fantastic. Every month, we give you a new story, so tune in, turn the volume up, and let some of our weird carrier waves distort your reality for just a little while.
Well, I told you. Yes. I'm still your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. Jane Jetson's vibrator. And thank you, Kurt, again for anal deadpan, I think. And speaking of Kurt...
Hey,
Hello, Jack. This is Kurt in St. George with a dumbass memory. I once did another dumbass memory about working for this drugstore chain, and here comes another memory from that same job. I was working in downtown Los Angeles. No, not near the glamorous Hollywood part of Southern California. More like the armpit of Southern California. A lot of psychotic homeless people, drug addicts, alcoholics, and other assorted lost souls populated this area. First night I was working a graveyard shift, supervising the unloading of a delivery truck. I was signing the paperwork with the truck driver after we'd finished unloading. It was about 2:30 in the morning. I hear this wolf whistle echoing down the street. Downtown Los Angeles has a very strange atmosphere in the middle of the night, early morning. I mean, there's like no one there, so those buildings create echoes. And I look across the street and I see a hooker in gold sequined hot pants or short miniskirt, one of the two. Big giant blonde wig. Eye makeup like King Tut. This person was leaning over a car talking to a prospective client. And then they got in to the car and drove off. And I turned to the truck driver and I said, you know, I'm not going to criticize that guy in the car because maybe he's been in prison for the last 5 years. But that was the ugliest hooker I've ever seen. I mean, we must be 50 yards away. And did you see that chin? I mean, it was like Kirk Douglas chin and those hands, I mean, looked like professional boxers' hands. They were so big. And I swear I could see hair coming out of her knuckles from here. And was that a 5 o'clock shadow or just bad makeup? I mean, jeez. The truck driver said, Kurt. That was a guy. That's the kind of hookers you'll see in this neighborhood. Oh, well, yeah, of course I knew that. I was just seeing if you noticed. Yeah, right.
This is Sheila D, and you're listening to the comedy stylings of Jack Mangan.
Good, yeah.
This is Sheila D, and you're listening to the comedy stylings of Jack Mangan.
Oh, and lots more noodles than normal. Bye.
Okay, I'd like you to access your iPod or MP3 player controls right now. Okay, you got it? Okay, next, I want you to click pause on this episode's playback. Count to 10, and then click play again. Ready? All right, okay. Pause it now. And we're back. So if Jonathan Livingston Seagull were to surpass his kind's preconceived safe limits and fly way up high, only to get sucked into the engine of a jet fighter flown by a teenager, would he be Iron Eagle?
Oh, that's terrible! Hey, boo! Boo!
An inhaler. I tend to get lung infections during the winters, so I get an inhaler just for the winter months when I need it. World Fantasy name badges for both myself and my husband. I'll keep the little cloth things they were in, but throw out the badges themselves. Comb for combing the cat. Ooh, the instruction manual for my vacuum cleaner. Which is really weird when you think about it. Picture of my husband. I actually put that here on my desk. A whip! Cool. It's about a 3-foot leather whip. Don't ask me why that's in the basket. It was, not last Halloween, the Halloween before, I had it out for a costume I had done. And there it is. Various papers that are garbage, more garbage papers, more hair clips. 1, 2, 3, 4 cat brushes. 5 cat brushes, sorry. Scrunchie for hair. Oh wow, this is the original box that my wedding ring was in. A scarf, a silk scarf. Goes well with the whip, I suppose.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
the coolest thing to hit your computer since you spilled that cold soda last week.
Alright, holy crap, is it late? We're gonna do some comments and then get the fuck out of here. Holy crap, it's late. This is an abrupt ending. Anyway, the first comment. Yeah, climb into my spoon. The first one, Just a Joe says, Hot and Sour Soup does have mystical powers. Coincidentally, I went to the Chinese buffet for dinner. I had some of most everything. My fortune said, you are original and creative. Ellipsis, SB, you may have the honors. Fittingly enough, the next comment, SB, says, Hi, Pan. Grr. CJ says, I will laugh at nobody who is getting snow. On two different occasions here in Arizona, I've been delayed on flights into / out of our airport due to the runway being frozen. Parentheses, no actual snow, close parentheses. And the runway being too hot, causing it to be soft and melty. Next one from CJ again. We got a CJ double shot. CJ says, exacerbate. And the fifth and final comment of the week, the Energizer Bunny says, Morning Pan, beautiful, -4 Celsius today, expecting to get to +4. All right, this has been Deadpan number 118, and I can't speak because it's fucking late, as I said. Thank you for listening. You guys rock. And start reading Watchmen, and that's it. I'm going to play some music. I'm not coming back after the music. I don't even know what song. I'm going to go pick it right now and then go to bed. Good night, Mush. There you go. See, that's the recording.
Beyond the stars. without me feeling the texture of his skin. Cause I am all the leaves and all the breeze, all the roots of all the trees. I am in the woman as well as the man. I am the power when you say I can. I am here. I am here. I live for your life, I cry for your God.